The courtesy when you ever have someone on speakerphone is you let them know, hey, I got you on speakerphone, blah, blah, blah. And you keep going. That's just the courtesy that you, or you're, I'm in the car with so-and-so. Like, that's the courtesy that you do for mm-hmm. people. Because if I can't tell my husband about my diarrhea and my burning face in the comfort and safety, then I don't even want to live in this world. I don't want it anymore. I'm out.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Episode 93. Here we are. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. I hope it's nice where y'all are. This will be Thursday, of course, when you hear it, or Friday or Saturday. I don't know. I don't know when y'all listen. I'm in a mood. I'm sorry.
All right, y'all. Welcome. What are we? Episode 93?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Look at me doing well here.
Look at you counting. Not even using your fingers. That's outstanding.
Or my toes.
That's great. Well, let me tell you how it's going over here.
Tell me.
This morning, Tim calls me. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, he was already at work, and he calls me, and I'm getting ready and stuff. Anyway, and he was calling to just let me know something, give me an update on something. And then he was kind of asking how I was feeling, because guess what? On Sunday, my face did that thing again, that red chap burning inflamed, yeah. Puffy. And then yesterday it was totally puffy. It's doing better today, thank goodness. And I think it's sun and wind, to be honest. I think it's some kind of triggering on that. But anyway, so he was like, how's your face feeling? And I told him and all that. And my tummy's been up. Listen, people don't need to know about my innards, but I'm just saying.
Have you been having a rough time?
I've been having a time. So it was sweet. He was checking on me. So I hung up. And he calls me back about 5 minutes later, and I answer the phone and I say, yeah. I said, what? And he said, I just want to let you know that right when we were getting off the phone, a guy walked in my office and you were just then saying, my face is burning and I have diarrhea. Of course, that fool has me on speakerphone all the time.
Of course.
And I go, yes. Oh. I said, baby. I said, baby, can you tell me, like, the courtesy etiquette is to tell people when you got them. And I need to learn.
Oh,
he always has me on speaker. It happens in the car. He'll be riding with mm-hmm. a coworker back from Kansas City. And that I've just learned. And he's like, oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, Chris is here. And I'm like, hey, Chris. And, you know, it's just he's the worst. So he tells me this. And not only that. So, of course, I said that. I said, my face is on fire and I have diarrhea. I said, but I'm doing okay. I said, nothing can stop me. I said, I need a butt pellet really loud. And this is all happening in his
office.
This
is all, oh, that is so wonderful. And the man will probably be scarred for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And was he even brave enough to ask him, what is a butt pellet?
I don't know. I don't know if he heard that. It was kind of at the end as we were getting off. I was yelling, I was like, you can't stop me. You can't stop me, but I need a butt pellet. So that's great.
And
so
especially,
I apologize.
Wait. Especially saying you have diarrhea and mm-hmm. butt pellet.
Yeah.
He really is going to think that that's goes up. He's going to think it goes up in the hiney hole.
I was so mad. I was like, Tim, you idiot. Kyle, you're a freaking idiot. It's not professional to have, especially me. He ought to know. Well, when he calls me, listen, he doesn't know what's going to come out. At least have your door closed. Like, close the door. He has an office. He's not in a cube. He's got an office. Close your dang door.
Listen, this needs to be a lesson, though. These days, you have to be very careful what you're saying because of Bluetooth. I mean, these people are in cars talking
to you.
Oh,
you can hear.
You can be saying.
You guys, that Bluetooth in cars. Why is it so freaking loud?
Well, sometimes some are really well made. Like, sometimes I can't tell that anybody's in the car, and sometimes you can really tell. But anyway,
I'm telling you,
You never know where you are being
You
broadcasted.
don't, but here's what I, this is why I throw in the simple, as far as I've understood it in my old-timey self, the courtesy when you ever have someone on speakerphone is you let them know, hey, I got you on speakerphone, blah, 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 and you keep going. That's just the courtesy that you, or you're, I'm in the car with so-and-so. Like that's the courtesy that you do for people. Because if I can't tell my husband about my diarrhea and my burning face in the
Oh my
comfort
gosh.
and safety, then I don't even want to live in this world. I don't want it anymore. I'm out. I
Oh,
don't have my menopause
lives
fan in
that we
here, so
live.
I'm hot. Things are
Oh, okay. Let's discuss the butt pellet for a minute.
Yes, tell us the butt
Okay.
pellet update.
Here,
Do we need
here's
a theme? Do we need a theme song for the butt pellet?
we need a we do need
I
a
might need a
butt
theme.
pellet theme
Yeah,
song.
let me write that down.
Okay, so last week I said that I had slept, better than I had slept since before I was even pregnant with JB.
Yes.
And you said, is that a placebo? And I said, I
I
don't
said it
know.
could be. I
Maybe
said maybe,
it could
but
be. I mean, it, could be. And my answer now is, I don't care if it is a placebo. Just let me keep feeling this way.
Amen. I don't care
But
either.
here I am. So I'm a week out. I'm a little,
Okay.
maybe almost a week and a half out. I have so much more energy. I am
Oh.
still, I wake up after sleeping
Oh my
and I feel
gosh.
like that I've slept. I mean, I'm on the treadmill. I'm feeling more like me.
And that honestly is the most important thing.
Right.
Like if
But
nothing else
can I
happened,
tell
that'd be
you,
great.
I just want you to know that I have turned my air conditioning up to 72.
What in the world?
And last night, I mean, and I was in the pool, so I was, I'd been wet and all that, but I had to turn my electric blanket on for a little bit.
What is going on?
I am
What is this
telling
magic
you,
hoo-hoo voodoo magic butt
it's
pellet?
a magic butt pellet. I mean,
Okay.
it's just, I don't know whether to laugh or whether to cry,
Well, you're getting
because
hormones. You
it's,
can do either one in the
oh,
same
it's so
minute.
great. But and I'm not emotional. I'm not, and that's what I was really worried about, because back, well, I let's just have a moment of honesty. When I first got married, and I called the doctor because I thought it'd take me a while to get on the birth control pill. So we were getting married in June, and I called in January, and they got me in at the end of January. Oh my gosh, I cried and I squalled all the way through February. They put me on a little lesser dose, and I cried and I squalled from, I mean, it was awful from February, March. Went back. They kept trying to, switch it around, play it around, and I was an emotional wreck. I mean, I was a disaster. And finally, and some of it I thought, and then I just quit. I thought, well, it's just pre-wedding stuff.
It's
This is,
stressful. I mean, it's definitely
it's
stressful, but
stressful and all that.
okay.
Well, then we get married and life is, all that is over. And I thought, well, maybe it's just learning to live with, him, and who knows. Well, by December, I just was still, we switched it one more time. December, I went back, and the doctor said, Joni, I'm going to give you one more thing. And he said, but I can't guarantee you won't get pregnant.
Oh
Well, I
boy.
cried all the way
Well,
through
yeah.
January.
Oh
I mean, it
no.
was awful. It was awful. And so, then Ron said, just forget it. We'll figure something out. And we did real well because I was pregnant by the end of March. So anyway, but I was afraid. Hang on just a second. John Garrett's asking me a question. I was afraid that any messing around with hormones, I thought, oh God, is this going to put me right back? Because I do not ever want to go back through that again. My gosh, this is the best thing I've ever done. Best thing I have ever done.
Okay,
Yeah.
so far, two thumbs up.
Yes.
That's awesome. I'm
Yeah.
so glad. I can't, I mean, yeah, I gotta look into it. I'm I'm going to my doctor tomorrow. Or no, I don't know when I'm going, Thursday. But I'm not going to. See, here's the thing. I'm not. Every time I go to the doctor, the things that, and he's one, he really is nice. I know I dog on my, but he really is a very nice, and he listens. He really is pretty good. But it's like, everything that I have an issue with, like my shoulder and neck have been killing. My arm is tingling. I've got all these issues, but it's none of that's anything he can do. They just, you know, you refer to another doctor. So even the hormone, he's not going to do nothing about that. Yeah. He's going to refer to me, which is fine, which is fine. So it's like, part of me just doesn't even want to mess with it. And I'll just go find a clinic like you did. And because those are all over, you know, those hormone wellness things and just kind of deal with it. So we'll see. But that's very exciting.
Yeah, I listen. It is. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Oh, and I've lost 2 pounds in a week.
What? Okay. Yeah. Put 2 pellets in me.
Yeah.
Shoot me up. Yeah. Man, that's great. Well, you're feeling better. And that's going to, you know, be a chain reaction to all the things. You know, it's all a cycle of feeling better, doing better, you know, because our thoughts and our feelings steer our actions. And then it just goes in a big cycle. So that's awesome. Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah. So you're going to be feeling, you're going to be fighting fit by July, man.
Man, I am.
You're gonna be ready for it.
Ready.
Look out, people.
I mean, Holly, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, all right, let's go. What are we going to do today? Do you know how long it has been since I'm like, I mean, and you've been here, we get up and we drink a, you know, coffee on the porch and we.
We got to have time to, I have to have time to like wake up. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is, and even then it's like, okay, let's go to the pool. We lay in the pool.
I know. And part of that's just part of that's relaxing. Vacation. Vacation, we're relaxing. It we don't got to do 50,000 things. That's what we're, hey, we do great, some of our best work in the pool. Okay. Yeah. We solve problems. We create podcasts.
We came up with the name of Designer Cornbread the pool.
We came up with the whole idea in the pool in our floaties. So I feel like it's time well spent. So. Excellent. What'd you guys do on Father's Day? Did you do anything little Father's Day thing?
Or did you just chill out? We really did nothing. Ron had to usher at church and I was in the nursery. I had nursery duty. And so Caleb was set by himself.
There you go. Nothing says Father's Day like everyone and, just doing their own thing.
but JB was at Bonnaroo and John Garrett's at camp. So
Welcome to our future lives here.
Yeah. And so they came back and we were, Ron just said, I just want to lay in the pool and, you know, let's just hang out. And
absolutely.
So he did that. And then he wanted chicken and rice. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say, okay. And then I realized that the meat market's closed on Sunday. And then I'd have to go to Kroger and buy those Frankenstein chicken breasts. And I said, let's do this. Let's do this another, we'll do it Monday and y'all just get pizza. So they had pizza. I didn't eat pizza.
It was a pizza pool party.
I know. And they watched some baseball and you know, so it was just kind of a boy thing.
Yeah. Caleb, that's awesome. Caleb,
so the plan at first was to get a while ago was to get him a Blackstone for Father's Day.
What's that?
It is a big, like, outside griddle kind of thing.
Oh, an outside griddle. Oh, okay.
I don't know, but he wants it. And if it means he cooks more, then okay.
I hear you.
So, Caleb, but everybody's gone. And Caleb went to Walmart and got him underwear and t-shirts and gave it to me. He said, we were going to get you a Blackstone, but we're all broke.
Right. We all broke, and this is what you're getting. We know you need underwear and socks, so that's good. Yeah. That's good, you know?
Yeah. So.
That's awesome. Good.
That was it. What about y'all?
We had a nice, just did dinner here at the house. Had my dad and Tim's mom over, and so we grilled pork steaks and had some roasted Brussels sprouts and mushroom risotto. And Tim had made that morning because I told y'all how he was on the homemade ice cream kick because Thatcher came home. Did I tell you that?
No.
Maybe I didn't. Whenever Thatcher comes home, it's so fun because we get these whole little side. He gets something in his head. It's so great because then we get into doing something that we hadn't done for a while or whatever. And he was like, do you have an ice cream maker? And we were like, well, we had the attachment that you put on the KitchenAid and, you know, you freeze it and it makes ice cream. Anyway, we couldn't find it because it's been literally in the basement for 1,000 years, and I don't know what happened. I think Tim finally threw it out or something. So they, of course, they Amazon a new one, so it gets there the next day.
Right.
Because that's what you do. We don't take care of our stuff we have. We just get a new one. Anyway, so it came, and it was real fun. So they made ice cream. Anyway, so we were kind of on a kick, and it is. It's so easy. I mean, they're not. You know,
Yeah.
I of course had to tell them the story of back in the day because they're
Yes,
like,
churning. Yes.
yeah, and like back in the day, I was the crank. You know, because you'd have the wood
You
barrel and the
still kind of are the
canister.
crank.
I am the hey.
You need the
Wait a
pot pillow?
minute. Wait a
Okay.
minute.
Ice
Wait
cream. Ice cream.
a minute. Anyway, so yeah, so I was talking about that, and then I said when we upgraded in my childhood to the, you know, same thing, but it had the electric thing on the top that did the turn in, but you still had to be there and do the ice and the salt. But it was really fun.
Right.
I'd sit on the back stoop outside our back kitchen door. We had, you know, little concrete steps and a little stoop, and you could get the the plug from inside because of course we never had any outlets out. Anyway, got our little cord plugged in, and I would sit out there and layer the ice and the salt, and then you anyway take it out and put it in the fridge. Anyway, so they got an ice cream kick, and it's been fun. So now we're like we're they're kind of just mastering the vanilla. We're like, let's start with vanilla. If you can master a good vanilla, you know, then we can kind of start getting. Thatcher and I are really wanting to do throw some instant espresso granules in there and get a little coffee ice cream going.
Right, yeah.
A little coconut ice cream. Okay. But you know, throw some fruit in there, whatever. So all that is to say that on Sunday, on Father's Day, Tim made a batch of vanilla ice cream that morning and stuck it in the freezer so it had time to harden up. So we had ice cream and strawberries and angel food cake. And
Hey.
I know it was really nice. We just hung out. We just did the same thing. Like he and Hudson had did an errand and they took off together. And I was very suspicious. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Where are you going? Because it's always something if the two of them head out.
Yeah.
And they were like, the computer store. I'm like, okay, all right. So apparently, as how things work, which again, it was Father's Day. I was happy. I'm like, A, you're spending time with your son that's here, and B, yes, go get you something. But because they had been talking, Hudson's video card is not up to, it needs to be replaced. It's time for that video card to be replaced. It's not keeping up with the games or whatever. So as good parents as we do now, we've gotten smart. And what we do is we get Timmy a new one, and Hudson can have his hand-me-down one that's better than his. So
Right.
everything just,
Yes.
you know, we're done with the
Yes.
days of, oh, they need the new. I'm like, no. I'm like,
I need new and they can
we're
have
gonna
my
get
old.
what we
Yeah.
want and then let Dad get the
Yes.
upgrade. And they're so great.
Yeah.
He's so great. Hudson's pleased as punch because he gets a nice upgrade. So they did some video carding, and then they all played that night. They had scheduled time at like 4 or 4:30 for the Avery and Thatch to get online, and they game every week together. They
Yeah.
usually game on Tuesday nights, but they did a special Father's Day video
Oh.
game in, and yeah, so it was
Good.
good. It was just
Good.
chill, like you said. We watched a little baseball. Tennessee and A&M are both
Yes.
moving on. You guys, did you? I didn't watch a ton of the games, but I watched a little bit of the Tennessee. Did you see that guy smack in that wall?
Yes.
I was
Yes.
like, and they kept showing it, and I'm like,
Stop.
he is. Listen.
Yeah.
So this is the outfielder for Tennessee. Did a fantastic job. Ran full speed tilt to catch a fly. You know, it would have been a triple, I guess. Anyway, catch a hit. And smacked face first into the
Yeah.
wall, into the, you know, padding, thank God, you know, whatever. But I mean, that smack was so loud. I think I commented on something. I was like, that you could hear that smack in space. Like
That's
that,
right. Yeah.
I don't know if the
Yeah.
microphones are right there. And it even left some of his eye black
Yeah.
on the
They've had a
wall.
time. Listen, balls
He
have
fell
hit umps
over.
in the face, and I, you know, people,
He
him
rolled
running
down.
into the
He
wall.
rolled down and jumped right back up, though. But I was like, literally, as soon as it happened, I was like, of course, like, oh. And then I was like, man, that boy is concussed. I'm like, seriously, talk about concussion
But
protocol.
he kept on playing.
Well, no, they took him out a
Well, I
couple
mean, right
innings later.
there. I
Yeah,
mean, in
no,
that thing,
yeah, right
he.
there he was. And they said he played football in high school. I'm like, well, yeah, He really did it. So that was my big kind of thing that I saw on there. Otherwise, I didn't watch a ton, but I
So
did
there was a
see.
little controversy in them.
Okay.
I've already forgotten the game.
Okay. What
Dadgummit.
happened?
I
What
think with
happened?
Florida State. Florida State was about to beat Tennessee, and I've already forgot. This is how
Was
well
it an
my mind
out
is
on
working.
first base? Was it?
Yeah, but there was a practice. The ump said it was a practice swing, and everybody thought it
Oh.
should have been a strike. And when I was watching it, I went,
Oh.
"Dadgummit, he just struck out." But then the ump, I don't know what the whole
Oh,
thing
weird.
was, and I'd have to
Okay.
go back and read. But there was some
Okay.
controversy there. And
Oh.
then because we were behind, and then that it was the last inning, and I mean, we just came back and beat them.
What's the name of that player that's doing so great, that's hitting all the that black young man who's hitting all, he's fantastic. What's his name?
If Caleb comes in, I'll ask him. I really am.
I'm not in it very much
No.
either, but he is doing phenomenally. In fact,
Yes.
I don't know if it was in the,
I
I
think.
think it was in the Florida game, he hit a
Yeah.
cycle,
Yes.
meaning he hit
Yes.
one of
Yes.
every, he hit a base
Yes.
first, a single, a double, a triple, and a
And a
grand,
home
a home
run.
run. And I think they said that's only the second time it's happened in college tournament history. And
He,
the last time was like
I believe
long
that
time
he's
ago.
like the number one player in the nation.
He might, what's his name? I
Caleb will
should
know.
have, okay.
I can look it up. I haven't really followed because you know, I mean, I'm following Mississippi State baseball,
Yeah, no, I'm
and
not following it very much either, but I
you
just
know,
happen
and
to see.
so,
Yeah.
but they're out. So Tennessee is my secondary,
Yeah.
and anyway,
Well,
so
yay. I
now
mean,
I'm in it.
yeah, exactly. They keep moving on, and like I said, A&M beat was it Kentucky last night? And that was a big, so I'm excited. I mean, again, come on, SEC, let's go.
Yeah.
Not that I guess Kentucky was that too, but yes, it was very exciting. So we talked about that. Oh, I know we've talked about it, but I know I didn't update. I'm sure everyone is just burning to know that the bugs are all their bugs have been gone for like several weeks here. So I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that it really, the week that Avery and Thatcher came home, I think I maybe mentioned it, but they were significantly getting less. And then by that next week, so they're gone. So thank goodness. It was bad and it was long, but I was worried that it was going to really be like half the summer. Like I was like, what's happening? So, that is good news. Oh, it was Thatcher's birthday yesterday, everybody.
Oh, I meant to text him and I
His youngest brother didn't even say
completely.
happy birthday. His little brother didn't even tell him happy birthday. We were going through the group text, and I, of course, said it. Avery, of course, said it. Tim
Yep.
said it. We called him, and he's like, I haven't even heard from Hudson yet. And we're like, well, we're sorry. It was great.
Wow.
So, yes, my oldest baby is 26, and he says he just feels exactly the same as
Yeah.
25. So, there you go. So, but he realizes he's like, yeah, he said last night, like, kind of no more big birthdays for a while. Like 25
Yeah.
was kind of, and I said, yeah,
Yeah.
really from now on, it's just kind of the changeover of the
Just,
decade.
yeah.
Like it's 30, 40, so he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Are you looking? Are you finding him?
I'm looking. That's
Oh,
what I'm
come
looking it
on.
up.
He hit the cycle. Just do look that
Christian
up.
Moore. Christian
Christian
Moore.
Moore. Okay.
Yes.
I'm like, I know it was on the tip of my
Yeah.
tongue. Well, he just did phenomenally. So yay for him. Okay. Thatcher's birthday. Talked about that. What else?
I got a story. You want a story?
I do. Please have story
So,
time.
John Garrett is at Camp Ridgecrest, as we have talked about in previous shows. And last year he was a counselor, and I made Oreo balls. And another guy named Squid, John Garrett gave an Oreo ball to, and Squid tackled him, trying to eat
All
more
the
of them.
Oreo
So
balls.
all the Oreo
So what do
balls.
you
So
put
they
in those?
can't.
You got some crack cocaine up in them Oreo balls?
I'm
What's
telling you,
happening?
I don't really like them. I mean, they're all right, but
You
I
should do
don't
the
really.
recipes sometime.
But
But
have I
anyway,
never done that one? Oh, maybe I will. Okay.
I don't think you
So
have.
Oreo balls, anyway, they love them. And they're super easy to make. I mean,
Yeah,
it's
they're
not a
really
big
good.
deal.
Yeah, they're yummy.
And anyway, but the kids all love them, and they've been begging me since they've been there for staff week. I guess for 2 weeks for staff week, and they've just finished 1 week with the kids. So they've been texting me, you know, or
They're
whatever
ready.
on their,
Yeah.
they want Oreo balls. So I went up Sunday while the boys were in the pool, or jump, well, Caleb and Ron were in the pool, And I went and made Oreo balls. And we overnighted them last night to them.
Oh, you're such good
And
parents.
well,
Why are you being that nice?
it's through Ron's business
Okay. All
stuff that
right.
they can
Well,
do that.
good
So
grief. I'm like, that's an arm and a leg.
anyway, but I had a label maker. I did all this at school. I just went up to my kitchen and I have a label maker. And so I looked in my free, I'm putting the Oreo balls in the freezer and I had a bag where I had made some of, I call them boogies cookies because, or boogie cookies because they're John's favorite cookies. And they've got the oatmeal and the cranberries and pecans. Anyway, so I typed out, I put them in individual bags and made a label with their name on it for, and listen, the names, the nicknames at camp, I've got
Yeah, everyone has
Squid,
nicknames.
Squid, Gert, Pipes, Moose, Sweetheart. I mean,
know.
it's all of
It's
this. But I put in there a bag that said Ron Springs. So Ron is the head of the camp. I mean, I'm sure they've got like a board of directors, but
Well, he used to be. He's retired now, but he's emeritus. Yeah.
well, he is still there.
Yeah,
He
he's
is
there. He
still,
takes part.
you still have a great respect for Ron
Yes. Oh,
Springs. I mean, it
absolutely.
is.
Yeah.
So I put some of Boogie cookies in there in this bag and wrote Ron Springs. And then I typed, Gert said you were constipated. This is good fiber. They are right
Oh.
on top. So when they open that box, because they have to open everything in the office, make sure it's,
Right.
all good. So right on top, when they open that up, is the Ron Springs. Gert said you were constipated.
You guys, as she said, this is what she does to people she respects. So
Yes.
imagine, I guess she just ignores you if she doesn't respect you.
Yeah,
This is how she shows love.
Well, it's Gert. Gert's the one that's going to get in trouble. John Garrett's name is Gert. Yeah, by the
That's
way.
true.
Anyway, and then last year, John Garrett's cabin was exchanging. So their sister camp is Crest Ridge, which is across the highway, from them. And John Garrett, the counselors in, I've forgotten what cabin, the cabin 16 in Ridgecrest. They were writing little love notes to the counselors in cabin 16 at Crest Ridge. Back and forth, this is going on. Well, the TL, which is the, I'd forgotten what team, maybe
Tribal
team
leader.
leader, tribal
Tribal, it
leader.
was
That's right.
tribal leader, but I guess it's now, I don't know what it is. Team
So
leader.
they each tribe has their own leader, person in charge of them. Well, the one in charge of John Garrett, his name is Hunter Taylor. So one day, Hunter burst into John Garrett's cabin and says, Gert, he said, what? He said, why have you been writing love notes to my sister? Well, his sister was the counselor in cabin 16 in Crest Ridge. John Garrett had no idea. Anyway, so then it became this big joke. So on another bag, I put to Hunter Taylor's sister, love Gert. I don't know what her name is. I have no idea what, but
Oh
it's just
boy.
not. Anyway,
Okay.
so.
You're stirring all kinds of
I
trouble.
am
This is her
stirring
favorite
up.
thing.
I'm
She likes
trying.
to send these packages and then there's like little bombs in them. There's like little stirred up little hee. So that's amazing. I love it. That's so great.
Anyway, that will arrive today. So
Oh,
I
they're
am.
gonna be so happy.
It is. I
That's
just
so
checked it is out
fantastic.
for delivery. So yeah.
Oh, wonder. Well, speaking, you made me think of because you said to overnight something, and then I was having flashes of like the amount that that cost because I didn't tell you. Did I tell you when Thatcher went home? He flew home whenever that was, a couple weeks ago. Now a week and a half. Anyway, and he flew home. He packed an extra suitcase to check because he had gotten, we did a little bit of birthday stuff. So he had his suitcase and I lent him another small little suitcase and anyway, his stuff. And he was like, yeah, I'm just gonna Uber from the airport in New York to home instead of trying to take the train with all this, luggage and stuff. So he does that. He gets to his apartment, he gets dropped off, the Uber goes away, and he realizes he doesn't have his keys. Doesn't have them. They're at home. They're here. So it's late. It's 11:30, midnight almost. And he's on the streets of Brooklyn, which his apartment is upstairs of just shops. Like it's not like it's just anyway. And he is standing there with all his luggage and he doesn't have them. He can't get in. There's no anyway. And so thank goodness for Sweet Willow, who lives in
Oh,
Brooklyn.
yes.
I mean, otherwise, I hotel. I mean, you just, what do you, I mean, you know, he's got some friends that he got a friend in like Manhattan and stuff, but like, anyway. So thank goodness for sweet, sweet Willow, who lives not too far away. So he calls her anyway, and he shows up. I guess he trained over, maybe he Ubered, I don't really know, but he got over to her place and crashed, you know, and he calls me the next day, and he's like, so I got, you know, I said, I'll mail them to you. And of course he's like, don't mail them to me, mail them to Willow, because my mailbox key is on the key.
Oh no.
So it's like, and his super, Larry, who talks like this, Thatcher, I mean, literally, Thatcher, you need to go get a copy of your mail key made and send me a copy of it, okay? I mean, literally, it's hilarious. He does Larry speak. It's so funny. Anyway, Larry, he contacted him, and he's able to get him into the apartment that next day. But he was like, can you mail me, but mail them to Willow, because my mailbox key is on them. And so I went to mail them. And they're like, do you want to overnight? And I'm like, well, how much? And they're like, 60 to 30. I'm like, no. I'm like, we'll do 2 day for 30.
Yeah.
38 or something. I'm like, what is happening? But anyway, it was really, really funny. And it was so funny. He was telling us last night that when he got there, he got to Willow's, and she has a roommate, and the room that has the couch is like somehow attached to her bedroom. I don't know how the whole layout works, but you'd have to go through her room to get to, which I don't understand that. But anyway, New York, weird apartments. And so he said, Willow like went in there and got the cushions off the couch and brought them out. Because she's like, the last thing I want is to be walking through her room and she sees some giant
tall dude
walking through her bedroom at midnight. And so she got the couch cushions, put them on the floor, and then she stuck a note like on her roommate's door, you know, like, hey, there's a dude. And Thatcher said he got up and out real quickly, but I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Can you imagine?
That is hilarious.
So there you go. They need us, guys. I'm always like, do you have everything? Do you have your cords? That's the one big one I always ask, because we've had to mail computer cords, like, you know, that only go. Anyway, we've had to do that. We have everything. Yeah. And sure enough, and they were on the key. The thing was, is he put them on the key rack. We have a key rack, and you know, I've trained everyone to put their keys there, because we, for a long time, you know, it was chaos. And with all the cars and people needing different things and moving stuff, it's like, just put your key there. So he did, but.
But he didn't remember to
get it.
He pulled a Gert.
He forgot to get it. So that was fun.
And mailing is so expensive. Like, John Garrett has needed stuff at camp. And I'm like, he's like, hey, will you mail me this? And I'm like,
it's cheaper to get it on Amazon and just send it to him.
That's what I told him. I said, it's cheaper for me just to buy you
a new whatever.
A new on Amazon.
It's really true. It's terrible. I mean, I understand it, but it's like, wow. It's unbelievable. So, hey, one thing, okay, I was thinking we could chat for a couple minutes, because I don't think we've talked. This is kind of like, I'm in the summer memory mode. And, you know, we've talked about all kinds of different things over the years and whatnot. And I don't know that we've ever discussed the passion play in Eureka Springs.
Oh.
I don't know that we've filled people in on one of our other favorite childhood / young adult, you know, memories. I know we've talked about Eureka Springs, so, you know, at least at the beginning, I think probably of our podcasting, and how we love the Eureka Springs and the Crescent Hotel, and not a sponsor, please call us. And anyway, and I was just like, oh, the other thing that we would do is we would go to the Passion Place. You want to tell people what it is and when we would go, like the whole spiel.
The passion play is, it's really the Easter, you know. I don't want to say it's the life of Christ, because it's not it's really those last days.
The Passion Week.
Week. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, therefore the passion play.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go at camp. It was one of our trip days, and we would go and we'd spend the day in Eureka Springs and
great. It was with the older camper, because trip day would be divided up, at least in the later years. I don't know if it was like
it
that in
used
the early
not
years.
To be. So the early years, I remember taking like two trip days. Actually, one we would always go to Eureka Springs, and one we would always go to Silver Dollar City.
Right.
And then I guess as camp got bigger and started growing, they divided, and the younger ones would go to Silver Dollar City. And the elder ones would go to Eureka
I
Springs.
think they even divided it. I feel like one group, the youngest would go to like Roaring River.
Yeah, something like
And
that.
then
Yeah.
their middles would go, to Silver Dollar City, and then kind of the older, which kind of makes sense because as you hear about the day at the Eureka Springs, you're really kind of on your, you're walking around a town. Like
Yeah.
you're not in, really
You're not in a
enclosed.
safety enclosed. Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
no. So anyway, but yeah, we would go there, and we always had older campers, so we got to go, and it was such fun
Yeah.
just to wander around Eureka Springs. Yeah. But then we also got
Oh,
to go to
yeah.
the
So
Passion
then we
Play.
would go to the Passion Play. And if you had been there, and this is what I remember, if you had been there for, 5 years or whatever, if you had been a consistent camper, I forgot what the magic year was, but then you could be in the Passion Play. And, you were just part of the street people and all that. And that was very surreal. Actually, I got to do it. I think I just did it one time. And you're part of the ones and you're down there yelling,
Explain,
crucify, crucify.
right, explain how the passion, it is set up. It's outside. Like
So it is,
it's not in
it's
a
an
stage.
outside, arena. Is that the correct word?
Yeah,
It's a
or like an amphitheater
rounded,
thingy.
an
Yeah.
amphitheater. And then you have the stages all down front and it's all, dirt. And there's real horses. There's, I mean, real people, real horses, real animals all over. Yeah. And they're all dressed, obviously in the period attire. And
The whole city is, there's kind of like the whole set just
yes.
stays as it is. It's like a
Yes.
little town kind of looking
Right.
with different parts that they light
Right.
up to
Right.
do the different
And
scenes.
so but as counselors, I mean, we're there all summer. So by the end, especially when we were on work crew,
Oh my gosh,
we
we'd
had
go so many
seen
times.
the Passion Play like six times in a
Yes,
summer.
we had it
We had our
memorized.
favorite, we did have it memorized and we had
We
our
really
favorite
did.
lines like, Caiaphas, that Jesus is
Jesus
a
is a
crafty
crafty
one.
one.
I mean, we'd have
I
all these
know,
and
which,
we'd,
you find the fun, but it's exactly
yes.
true.
Yeah.
Hosanna,
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
But here's a story that I've not told. This is apart from camp. Years later after camp, Caleb was, I don't think I'd had John Garrett yet. So I think maybe I was pregnant with John Garrett. I don't know. Caleb was little. And we had been to Branson with Ron's sister. She lives in Minnesota. Hey, Donna. They live in Minnesota. And they came down and we went up and we met in Branson. It's kind of halfway in between, I guess. And so we went to Silver Dollar City one day. And the next day we were going to go to Eureka Springs. Now, I know how much I love walking around Eureka Springs. So I was really excited for this. But Ron and his people are some roller coaster loving people. So they were like, let's go back to Silver Dollar City in the morning. And I'm like, no, let's go walk around Eureka Springs. Anyway, I
We're just like, we
lost
want to
that
go
battle.
smell candles and lotions and
Yes. Yeah.
eat.
Eat on the balcony
That's what we
overlooking the
want to
streets.
do. I
I
mean,
lost that battle, but we had tickets for the Passion Play that night. So we went to Silver Dollar City that morning. Kids running everywhere, all over, and went to the Passion Play. So, and this is in summer. So, I mean, you've been hot, you've been running all
Yes, that
over theme
sounds
park.
awful.
And
All that you're describing to do in one day now
so
sounds absolutely
we
horrific,
get
but anyway.
there, we sit through we're watching the Passion Play, and Caleb gets really sleepy. And he says, I just want to go home, Mama. I just want to go home. I
Oh, when
said,
you're so
Caleb.
tired.
And he was so tired. And I said, Caleb, it just has a little bit longer. I said, watch. Because, and the effects, I mean, they really got better over the years. Jesus actually flies up in the air
Right, it
and,
goes up to his resurrection is kind of where
Right.
it,
Yes. Yes. So because we'd already gone through the crucifixion, I said, look, in a little bit, just a few minutes, you're going to see Jesus up there. He's going to rise up from the tomb. I said, and then he's going to fly up to heaven. I said, and then once Jesus flies up to heaven, it'll be over. So you watch for Jesus to fly. A few more minutes, get up, and Caleb sits up on my lap and at the top of his lungs yells, hurry up and fly, Jesus. I said, Caleb, Hush, do not heckle the Lord.
Was heckling Jesus.
He was
What?
heckling. Hurry up and fly,
Hurry
Jesus.
up, Jesus. Get on with it. That's hilarious. Only your kids have yelled out the most bizarre. That's so funny. And it is, you're just in a big thing with people like outside,
is
like,
people,
which adds to
yes.
the ambiance of the whole thing too, because you're there when it starts. It's like it starts pretty late, doesn't it?
It does because they
They
want
want it to
the
start getting dark,
darkness. Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
a little bit light, I think. And you're
It
in the
is,
Ozark,
yeah.
you're in the beautiful, like you're surrounded by
Yes.
hills, and it's just very picturesque. And then the stage, and you know, all where they're doing it, like kind of around the edges, it's all big trees and you know,
Yes,
outside. So it
yes.
really adds. In fact, they use that, they come down through the trees and the disciples, the garden
Right.
of you know. And they light it up and they really use it. So
Yeah.
as it gets dark and you even start hearing like the crickets and the stars come out and
Yeah.
it's a
It
very cool experience.
adds more of a realistic element to it,
Yeah.
you know, because all of that was outside.
Yeah, you're
You know, I mean,
outside.
it's not like sitting in a theater in Branson and
Yeah.
sparkly Jesus comes out and, you
No,
know,
there was
but
no sparkle
there was
Jesus.
no
Not
sparkle.
that I'm sure he's going to have some sparkles. They talk about his
Right.
robe being, you know, like a
Yes.
blinding white, so white. And so we're
Yes.
gonna that could have sparkles. We don't know. We're not criticizing Sight and Sound Theater. We're just saying.
No, we love Sight and Sound Theater.
We
I'm
love
just
it.
saying.
And we were just surprised that it was just a lot of sparkle sash
Love
happening.
it.
So, but
But
oh, go ahead.
go ahead, no.
No, I was just gonna say it reminded me one of my favorite. So I never was in it because I just a that's just not my I don't I maybe nowadays I would be more interested, but back then I didn't want to like be in stuff. So, but anyway, it was always fun as we went again as counselors and stuff because someone would always be in it. People we knew
Yeah.
would always some of the campers, some of the work crew would always somehow be in it. So you'd look for them and it was real fun. And the last time we went was a group of us, Joni and Ron and who else?
Brett and
Brett and
Scott and
John
Aaron,
VB and Scott and
John.
Aaron and oh Willis. I don't want to forget anyone. Willis, I think that's
Yeah, it was just kind of our like work crew
yeah, kind of the
lunch,
people
you
that
know,
kind
kind
of a
of
lot of
I,
St. Louis people, but
yeah.
and we decided we planned a summer Eureka Springs trip. And it was really fun because we didn't have any campers. So we could do what we want. So
Right.
anyway, we got a really cool house, this big Victorian kind of cool house that was
Yes.
probably haunted and sat on the porch and we had dinner with the Garretts. I mean, it was a
It
really
was a
fun time.
wonderful trip. Yeah.
And we walked into town and we did Eureka Springs. And I think some people rented the mopeds that we would sometimes rent mopeds and zoom around. And we went to the Crescent and had our drinks on the balcony. Anyway, all that is to say, we also went to the Passion Play because we're like, we gotta go do that. And Tim and JVB just, I guess I don't know how we met up. It always happened like you'd be just up front. Well, I mean, Heno knew all the people there, so that's how he got people in. But like, I think
Right.
we literally like ran into Caiaphas standing outside, and the high priest, and we
And we
were talking to
started,
him and
yeah.
saying, "Hey, we used to come here for forever, and then we knew him, and da da da." And we'd oh, and then John and Tim were like, "Yeah, any way we could get in." They're like, sure, come on. So Tim and John take off. And the rest of us sit and do our thing
And
and
we
they're gonna be
heckled
in it.
them.
Huh?
And we heckled them.
Well, we didn't really, but I mean we wanted to in our hearts. We did. But so they got to be in it, which means what they kind of do is first of all, they take you back behind the scene. I mean, and people do other people of it. It's not just like camp. They let people be in. They always need extras. Which is really a big risk you're taking because you don't know what those people are going to do. But so they take them back to where they get their little costumes and they throw on their little things and their little head
Yes.
coverings and their long robes and their rope sandal. I mean, they do all the way down to the, you know, ropey kind of sandals that they're wearing. And they get them ready. And then basically what they do is they assign you to a regular person, you know, one of the actors. They kind of assign you and you just tag along with them. So you just do whatever they're doing, you know, and you, if they're the cheese person, you stand there and do cheese. If you're with, you know, with whoever, you just walk with them and you talk and you know, interact as everyone is interacting. And as Joni said, you know, again, on a serious note, one of the most powerful scenes, and if you're in it, which they were, and if you've done that, of course, is when Jesus is on trial, and the crowd is yelling, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Give us Barabbas!" And they did. They are part of it. You know, Tim and John. You know, they're down there and they're yelling that. And everyone, of course, it's a very powerful to hear it come out of your mouth. Is very, it just goes against your grain. But at the same time, it's like, but I did, my sin has done that. I mean, I am part of this, you know, and thank God not anymore. Because if you believe in Jesus and your sins are completely forgiven and you were justified and, you know, you have new life and new, and those are not held against you, but in concept, it for sure is a very powerful moment. But anyway, so they got to do that and they wandered around with their people, but it was so funny because at the end, and I know I have a picture somewhere. I'll try to find it. I got to get my pictures organized. But those two fools at the end, as they're going out and everyone's, you know, leaving and Jesus is being taken up to be crucified, or maybe it was at the Hosanna part. I don't remember. One of the group crowd scenes that they were in, and those two idiots walking right beside each other, you know, both decide to put their right arms like up in the air, like in a fist, and just like fist pump. And they were just like fist pumping with their arms in the air together. And so it was just hilarious. I took a picture, of course, in the, of those two idiots having the best time. So many, many memories. They're stars. They are.
They're somebody.
They're a big
now.
Deal. They're a big deal. Yeah. So it was a hoot.
I think Sidewalk Prophets has a song, But You Love Me Anyway. And one of the part of the lyrics is, "See now, I am the man who yelled out from the crowd for your blood to be spilled on this earth shaking ground. Then I turned away with a smile on my face, with this sin in my heart, tried to bury your grace. And then alone in the night, I still call out for you, so ashamed of my life." And that song, when it first came out, the part of those lyrics really, really stood out to me. Mm. And I really think it's because I stood there on that street in the Passion Play.
Yeah, that would...
Yelling out, crucify.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a whole different thing. Even though you're acting, that's a whole different thing, I think.
It's a, yeah.
That would feel yucky.
It was hard. It was a hard, you know, thing. Anyway, so if you ever are in the Arkansas area or even the Branson area, it's not a far drive. Go down to Eureka Springs, make that drive, and go see the Passion Play.
Yeah, it's worth doing. It's still running, right?
Christ, I think so.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it was a while that it was not gonna, and then I think it still is.
And there on the grounds is the Christ of the Ozarks. And, you know, it is the big, and you can see it from the crescent, and it's the big giant statue of Jesus, much like the one in Brazil that, you know, but it's the Christ of the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm. And, very big white stone, very striking. And then they also, I want to say, I mean, at least they did, I don't know if they still have it, but they had kind of a newer thing when we were going more, but, they had like a whole recreated like Jerusalem. They had like a,
they did.
Like they made a little recreation
town
of Jerusalem or something. Now, I only went once.
There used to be, and I don't think he was there when we were there, or maybe we were just too late, but they have a potter.
Oh, I remember the potter.
Yeah. The potter
for sure
was there. Yep. And, you know, and he has just a outstanding performance and word, and it's really good.
He would tell the story of the potter in the clay and while he was making pottery, and that was very cool. So it's a fun, you know, there's concessions and there's, you know, it's a very cool thing to do. So I just thought, I was having my summer memory time, and I was like, oh, Passion Play, that deserves a little shout out. So
we should go to Eureka Springs and do an entire show.
We really should. That's been in the back of my head. I'm like, for sure we should.
Well, once we get these boys moved.
Because there's a lot we can talk about. We can I think that'd be super fun. Even interview a few people and just record the interview, you know, and kind of just do that and kind of be a little live on the scene thing. I think that'd be really fun. Okay. Right. Well, I think we're ready for your recipe.
Well,
what do you have?
I, I was going to do one, but let's do Oreo balls. We talked about it on this show, and
Okay.
it's, you know, this is the theme of the day today.
And if
So,
other people are having kids at camps and things like that, maybe this is a good one. They travel pretty well. I mean, they might get smushed, but
You need some
you
ice
need a.
packs in there, as
Oh,
hot as
true.
it is. But
True.
anyway,
Okay. All right. Give it to
so
us.
okay, it helps if you have a food processor. Let me just say this: you need a package of Oreos. Do not get the double stuffed; it'll make them too oily. You just need a regular Oreos. Slap those things in the food processor and crush them up. If you don't have a food processor, you can do it, you know, in a Ziploc bag and a rolling pin, but
Take longer. It's much easier
it's
in the
gonna
food
help you to
processor.
invest
Yeah.
in a food
Yeah,
processor.
I think most people
Anyway,
have that.
crush those up, and then you just mix in a brick of 8 ounce cream cheese. You just mix that up, roll them into balls.
That's it. I forget it's
That's
just cream cheese. You
it.
guys,
That's
it's really,
it.
it's so easy. And they're like candy. I mean, they're delicious.
It
Carry
is.
on.
It is a truffle. A lot of people call them Oreo truffles, and that may be
Of
a
course, we call them Oreo balls. Of course, you can't
Oreo
call it the nice,
balls.
sophisticated
No,
name. It's an
it's
Oreo
an
truffle.
Oreo
God, we're such idiots.
truffle.
Okay, go
And so
ahead.
you roll them into balls, and you put them on wax paper. You know, get a cookie tray, cookie sheet, wax paper, put them in the freezer. Just long enough to get them. You want them hard because you're going to go melt. I recommend chocolate almond bark. You can use the vanilla almond bark. Melt that. Do it 30 seconds at a time. And I realize that first 30 seconds is not going to do anything, but if you put it in there for a minute, it's
It'll
going to burn.
burn. Yeah. Okay. So stir
So
it up and
30
okay.
seconds, just kind of, it's still
Microwave.
going to be hard. You're just going to press on a little bit, stick it back in there for 30 seconds. It'll usually take about a minute and a half, but 30 second intervals, you know, stir that up good and melted, and then get your Oreo balls out of the freezer. Take them, put them in just one at a time in the chocolate. And I use a fork. I don't stab it in there.
Right, because they'll crumble apart,
Right.
right?
I just raise it up though underneath it, and then let that chocolate drip off. And then you lay it back. You want to drip as much off as you possibly can and lay it back on the wax paper. And then I usually take some colored melting candy, and either, you know, depending on the holiday, this time I just used the little white candy melts and drizzled over it. So it just makes it look
Oh,
a little
fancy. She did
fancier,
fancy. That
but
is
they're
very
so,
fancy.
y'all, they're really easy, and they're so, I mean, the kids go
They're very good.
nuts
They
over
really
them.
taste like a truffle candy. Like
Yes.
that's the
Yes.
consistency of them and the taste
Yeah.
of them. You know what I was just thinking we should do? What if we got some of the mint Oreos?
Oh, that
And
might be really
we
good.
made a batch of mint chocolate balls and see how that turns out.
They have, I want to say I saw some coffee. You know, they're coming up with
Yes.
all kinds of
They have in the
Oreo
past had
flavors.
coffee. They for sure had coffee in the
We
past,
may
but
play around with that in
just for
July.
fun. Like that might be really fun. Like a mint, because I know how everyone loves the Andes, the
Yes,
mint
the
cookies,
Andes
but this would be
cookies.
just to take the mint Oreo balls.
And you could even do with your different candy melts. Like if you do a mint, if you're going to make a bunch of them for, you know, whatever event, you could take the green candy melt and drizzle that over
Oh yeah, they'd
your
be like
months.
grasshopper Oreo
Right. You know,
balls.
and then if you're going to take, you know, if you've got a, you know, whatever flavor that you're going to use, there's probably a corresponding color
I'm sure that
with
there
that,
is.
you know. So, and that would be a way to tell them apart. Now, with the white ones, you can do the white ones. I don't want to discourage you. We made in culinary some that look like snowmen in January. We
Oh.
did little white ones and took a mini Oreo and put for the hat, and you know, then just kind of decorated the, and it was so cute. But you have to double dip and sometimes triple dip the white ones because
Oh,
that,
do you mean coating it in a white chocolate
yes,
is what you're
coating it in a
talking about?
white
Okay, I was
chocolate.
like, I
Yes,
thought
I'm
you were still
sorry.
talking about the candy melt
No, no, no.
drizzle. I'm
No,
with you
no, no.
now.
Coating it. Well, I'd said it earlier. Just,
Yeah,
you know.
I see what you mean. Yeah, to cover
So.
it really has to be a lot of dipping going on.
Right.
So,
Yeah. So that's the Oreo
Okay.
balls.
That sounds really good. And that's such an easy, you guys. That's a perfect one for now too, just 'cause with kids and summer and all the craziness, and you want treat, you know, it's fun to do treats for the neighbor kids and the friends or the birthday parties or the sleepover. That'd be a perfect one for people, a sleepover, like a group, you know, just little to make.
Size. Yeah.
Yeah. They can make them though. They could start the evening and make them and they could stick them and drizzle them and, you know, that'd be really fun. So thank you, Smoreo Balls. Okay. It's time for your top three, Joni.
Top three.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. For summer, you really need some melamine dishes.
Yeah.
And I have a set. I found some on Google that I like that if I didn't have, I would probably order. Mm. And that's what I'm going to post.
Okay.
But they're just melamine dishes. Mm-hmm. You need that those going plastic. Outside. It's mm-hmm. hard plastic.
Yep.
It's a little fancier than, you know, paper plates or just plastic plates.
Right. And they make such pretty patterns and stuff.
They do make beautiful patterns. And so my melamine dishes, y'all, because we eat outside in the summer all the time.
And that kind of goes along with, when did we talk about this? Maybe it was a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I think it probably was in our summer. That's a good, I bet you that was one of your summer, essentials, wasn't it? That you, when you thought we had to do five. But the idea again of having it, that's so perfect because if you think about it ahead and you just like, I have set that I've just always were actually, I had a kind of a, never mind, I had a winter. It was more when the kids were little too. And I just wanted them to have plastic plates. I didn't want real plates all the time. But I have this set of melamine, you know, ones, green and white flat that were my summer. And you just, I pull them out. Ever, I don't do it so much now, but I would pull them out and they were because of the idea of being, just set it up, have it ready, have them accessible, have them where the kids and the people can get them. And then it's set up. If you just take a little bit to think ahead of stuff when it's this time of year, make it easy for you. So you're not always having to be the one to find the plate and do the thing. You just have that set and they're, everyone knows where they are and they can just grab what they want. That's a perfect idea. All right.
Okay.
Number two.
Next one. Number two.
Number two.
Bluebell pistachio almond ice cream.
Gosh, it's so good.
It is so good.
It's so good.
Okay.
Okay.
Did I say I lost weight this week?
You did. But I'm just saying.
Bluebell.
That's fine. Bluebell, you can have a scoop of Bluebell. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Bluebell pistachio almond ice cream.
Yum.
Okay. And my next one is I've got a pool rack. I mean, a towel rack for the pool, for by the pool.
Oh.
And listen, because if you have a pool, you know the towel situation is pretty rough. And
you end up just throwing them on all the chairs.
Just throwing and them over. And
all the chairs are just, with wet towels. And
Or you bring it in and you throw it over the bathtub to dry. You know,
you can just throw it outside.
You just hang them, let them dry. And this one has a shelf. So that I can keep sunscreen on the shelf there. It's all there. You're not looking for stuff.
That's so good.
It's all there.
So. You're a genius.
I know.
I'm pretty big deal.
I'm pretty big deal.
Guys, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to make us very happy and feel very good about ourselves.
Hey, while we were talking, Tracy Hellman just sent me a message
that
popped up asking where she could get the gourmet bacon mailed to Jackson, Mississippi. So
the Hitman?
Yes. So it is Hitman smoked bacon. I think if you just Google that.
No, it was meat. Yeah, but it had a different name. It was like Hitman meats or something smoked. But if you Google that, I'm sure it will come up. You're right.
Hitman smoked products.
That's
out of Clifton, Tennessee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. And if you just Google that, that'll come up. And hitmansmokeproducts.com. That's it.
Okay.
They are actually up for the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce has had a contest for the top product made in Tennessee.
Oh.
And they made it into the top 16 right now.
Oh, wow.
And they should. The vote was opening up for the top 8.
Oh, so we should vote.
So, yes. Go. Okay. I'll post a link somewhere.
Okay, do.
Yeah. But look for gourmet smoked meats or gourmet bacon.
I forgot. They're in a category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but gourmet is what it is. So.
Oh, my goodness. Because we've talked about them. So, we love them. People have been eating it, and it's delicious. And so, we should, I mean, if you want to, go vote for them. That would be amazing for them. And it also is as we're moving into prime BLT season, guys.
That's,
I mean,
yes,
this
we
is
are.
So get your bacon.
Get that rosemary garlic bacon.
Get it and
it's a
get
must
it.
Have.
It will change your BLT life. Okay? You'll level up. Level up. I love it. Okay. Excellent. Well, those are great.
Thanks.
You did such a good job.
Thank you.
Why am I making a face?
I don't know.
That's horrific.
I am now going to go steam clean my carpet.
Oh.
Because my dog.
That's great. Oh. Precious Dingo. Precious, yes. Dingo's having
Dingo.
Some troubles.
He no, he's to, not. He got mad at me.
Oh, he's passive aggressive?
Yes. Oh, big time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he got mad at me, so he peed on my Oriental rug.
Okay. Well, he needs some dog therapy.
He got mad at John Garrett one time and came up to his room and left him a little
Are
dotie.
You serious? That's hilarious. He is passive aggressive, Dingo. I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, I gotta put some clothes on because I have my nightgown on. I have clothes on.
You have clothes on. You have on a bra.
I do.
It's a dress.
It makes it a dress. But I gotta take Sherlock to the vet this afternoon for his just his regular visit and his shots and his little nails done. So that'll be thrilling. And then that's about it. I'm tired. It's June, and June makes me tired. So that's okay. I need the butt pellet. All right.
You do.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Hope, again, that you're having a great week. Hope you're, again, summer's getting going and things are good. And we love that you're listening, and we appreciate all of you so very, very much. And we will talk to you next week. So goodbye, Cornbread.
See you, Corn Dip. We need to go over the names that we call John Vonderbrugge.
Okay.
For the general audience, because sometimes we refer to him as John. Sometimes we refer to him as JVB.
Yeah.
Sometimes we refer to him as Boogie.
Boogie. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes we refer to him as Jerkwad.
Oh. Sometimes Dr. Brilliant.
Dr. Brilliant. Dean Dr. Brilliant.
Dean Dr. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot. You're right.
We got a lot.
Okay. I'm still mad at him because he called us delicious corn dog for the first.
I know.
I'm really mad.
At least he called us delicious.
This is true. Because that we are.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. Well, go have your diarrhea.